Blog Talk Radio.
Good evening, ladies and gentlemen. We're tonight's entertainment.
Look at my butt. Now look at my front butt.
Wada, 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 wada.
Magneto's right. There's a war coming. You sure you're on the right side?
Hello, everybody. Welcome to Geek Avenue. Okay, usually every year WrestleMania comes out, they put on a halfway decent show, but we still gripe about it afterwards. But this one, and my co-host, Chris Levitan, will tell you, was crazy town the way that everything has been.
Hey, Steve. Hey, everybody. Yeah, it was one word that comes to mind is long, and then two words, too long. It was just too long of a show.
It started at 5 p.m. and ended about 11:43.
Yeah, 11:50, and I fell asleep at 11:05, I'm sorry to say, right before the main event. So I had it, which wasn't much to write home about. We can talk about that too. But I watched the rest of it the next day. So, and I, you know, the,
yeah,
the big main event.
Yeah, that equals, folks. Let's see, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10, 6 hours and 50 minutes. How the hell is that going to be on a Blu-ray?
Well, that's true. And, I mean, I started at 7. I didn't watch the pre-show, and I heard that the people waiting there, they had problems with the lines, and by the time people
hour. It's like you said to me, right back in Callisto, played to a near freaking empty audience.
Amazing.
Would that have to be? You're a wrestler and you're going out for your WrestleMania match and no one's there.
Yeah, I don't know what they're going to do with that. That was a mess. And you figure, you know, these people that paid all this money, they want to give them their money's worth and have it be a long show. But I heard reports that people were leaving during the main event and before the main event. That's ridiculous. I mean, that just shows you it went on way too late. I don't think it started, Steve, until like 11:15.
Well, plus, that's the best way to protest it, boys and girls. Because nothing will humiliate Vince. You could talk all day. You could give your, you suck, we run the show. No, that won't care. Because he only has to say one sentence.
Yeah.
I already got your money. Fuck you. I mean,
well,
why should
true,
he give a damn if you sit the whole show bitching at it if he's already got your money?
Well, it was a success as far as financial. I think I read somewhere that the gate was $10 million, and they had 1.4 million subscribers on the network, and the Access made a fortune. It was a huge weekend for that. But.
And if you watched the Mania, everybody's shirts sold.
Yes. I heard reports, especially of the New Day, of course, and the unicorn horns were selling out.
Yeah, the ones that I heard sold out was like New Day, Kevin Owens shirt, even though he's fat.
Well, you know what else sold out, Steven? It's because of the night before is Nakamura. They got a strong style Nakamura shirt out, and pretty cool, too. I saw it on their website. People didn't get a chance to see NXT. You got to seek out Zayn and Nakamura. That was the best match of the weekend. Unbelievable, Steve. Hard-hitting, nonstop action. So, check it out if you like that style.
I mean, yeah, I've heard nothing. Every NXT show, I've never heard any bad thing about it.
Right. I'd love to see one live. They did come tour, but I wasn't able to go. But just really good, Steve. And it's so much different than WrestleMania because WrestleMania is part, like, the show and the glitz. Well, NXT is just an old style, just wrestling. It's just people that like wrestling.
I want to say one thing to WWE. Mm-hmm. Thank you for not having a stupid concert this year. Thank you.
That's true. It's funny, Steve, because the women's segment or the women's match used to be what they called the bathroom break. And now the women are, you know, having great matches, and it's the musical acts where you go to the bathroom. You can hear a pin drop when they have some stupid rapper, heavy metal, whatever, come out and sing. Last year, Steve, they had some group out there that I literally just went to the kitchen to get my popcorn. I was like, oh, break time. No one who goes to wrestling cares about, especially when they get these sort of like mid-level acts. I mean, it was cool to see Snoop Dogg was there, but he actually has a really interesting connection, which all the fans probably know that Sasha Banks is his cousin, I think, I believe. And so he came out and did, like, the music for her. And I have to mention that, Steve, the triple threat match was awesome. The three women, Becky Lynch, Charlotte Flair, and Sasha Banks, great match, really entertaining. So good stuff.
I've only got one thing about the pre-show. Mm-hmm. Lana can't wrestle. She can't even throw a kick. They talk about Shane's wiffle ball punches. I think everything she did had like 2 tons of breeze on it.
Yeah. I mean, she's definitely not good. But, I mean, you know, they want them. Some of them are still there, Steve, because of the way they look. Look at, what's her name, Eva Marie? I mean, NXT, the crowds hate her. I mean, she has no – she's trying, but she has no – ability.
Yeah, I know. I've seen people talk about that. He said, why are they making this woman who everyone freaking hates into the good guys?
Right. Yeah.
She got Romans when she went out on Raw for Mania. Yes, and that's the term for it now. When someone comes out and gets an excessive, insane amount of booze, we call it, it's called, you're getting Romans.
Roman Reigns.
We're retiring Xbox Heat and bringing in, you're getting Roman.
So what do you think can be done about Roman Reigns? Do you turn him heel? What do you do with him? Do you just keep on,
did on Raw. And for the spoilers, yes, they're carrying it on with SmackDown. That's how, and that's going to work for him. Because, in the end, when all of us look at him, we look at that arrogant jock douchebag who was the quarterback of the football team in high school, who screwed all the best cheerleaders. That's what we think when we see Roman.
Yeah, and I mean, he is. And here's the thing. He gets compared to Cena, but he's not at Cena's level. Cena can have a 30-minute match with somebody good and not put you to sleep, and he can sell the merchandise to the kids.
But people forget, Cena was loved before he became – Cena. You go watch his debut match again against Kurt Angle. That's a thing of freaking beauty.
Yeah. Well, and I think, Steve, it's become trendy to hate Cena, but I think a lot of people still respect him. I don't think people like Roman Reigns, and when I see him in interviews, he just seems like a natural bad guy. You saw him on Raw, he was a lot more comfortable saying, you know what, I'm not a good guy, I'm not a bad guy, I'm the guy. And then the boos just got louder and louder, and he played the crowd, and I thought, wow, he could, you know, to keep his promo short, he can do it.
Yeah, well, look at Kurt Angle. Even when he was a good guy or heel, people would chant, "You suck, Interna," in tune with his song.
Right.
Even when he's a good guy, they would do it just because it's fun, and it worked.
Well, and that brings
up
a good.
They're starting to do that with Cena.
Right, they do the, you know. What is it, Cena sucks? Or
Cena sucks, Cena sucks.
It's almost like a term of endearment now when he comes out. People are, like, happy to see him.
Pretty much is. He is more, honestly, the U.S. title challenge won back the hardcore fans. The smarts, as they call them.
Right. Yeah, that was good. I mean, we can also talk about Raw, which was, the beginning was just plain embarrassing, where JBL was telling the people at home, you know, about what,
let's talk about the Hall of Fame. From what I heard, it was a great one this year, even though They should have had someone shut up Freebirds and Michael Hayes.
It was great to see, but it had the same problem WrestleMania had. It was too long. I tried to make it.
The Freebirds were 1 hour, people. 1 hour on just one speech.
And then at one point, they were just out there doing their song and telling stories. That'd be great for a DVD on the Freebirds, Steve, but I was ready to get the Sting, and I didn't make it because the damn thing, when did it end? You remember, like midnight, maybe? It was so long.
Yeah.
Stan, but I have to say, Steven, I know you were looking forward to Stan Hansen. Stan gave a great speech, and, when they do the Mania DVD and the Blu-ray, the Hall of Fame is definitely worth seeing for everybody out there. Really good.
Yeah. It's sad there's not enough great Stan Hansen matches that he did on the U.S. that Vince has rights to. But he does.
Right.
If you're really curious about him, he does have one of his best. And that is Super Brawl, WCW Super Brawl 93.
Right.
Just imagine 10 minutes of Stan Hansen and Vader beating the crap out of each other. No wrestling moves, just them beating the holy crap out of each other. And there's no punches pulled.
And Vader's a heavy hitter. And he talked about it. He's the guy who presented the award to Stan, and he was good too, Vader. I mean, he seems like a really he's a tough guy, clearly, but those two are really they're like compatible the way they get along. And he said that Stan was the toughest guy he knows. So I mean, really good. I think my only problem against Steve is I feel like they could have cut some of it short. It doesn't need to be like the Oscars where they play the music, but I mean, I would say when you get the DVD
for the Freebirds.
Yeah, I mean, when you get the DVD, you're going to want to. To be honest, guys, you're going to want to fast forward through some of the Freebirds to get to the other ones because the other ones were good. Sting was good. I said, Stan Hansen was really good, and even Jacqueline, and she was short, was good. And the Big Boss Man, his wife and daughters, I think, were the ones that gave him the award, and they were good. That was nice.
I always liked the Big Boss Man, didn't you?
Oh, yeah, I was a big... See, I came in, Steve, in the mid-80s, WWF, I guess. I remember his feuds with, like, Hogan, and... I always liked the Big Boss Man. He was a big guy.
They always make fun of that feud of him and the Big Show, and that always cracked me up. You will never be able to touch, no matter how much you try, you're a big, nasty bastard, and your mama says so.
And it's funny, Steve. He played such a nasty guy, but apparently he was one of the nicest guys in the business. Him and Owen Hart,
never
hear anything bad about, but he was just a really good guy.
He was a good guy, and before he was the Boss Man, I don't know if they touched it. He was Big Bubba, a bodyguard in WCW. And if you look at his career, you can tell he lost a lot of weight quickly once he started getting a solo, because that big costume of his was sagging on him like a bad man.
Right. He was. I did like him. He was good.
The Twin Towers, him and Akeem, never got the tag team belts.
No, I don't know. I don't know either. I remember their match with the Rockers that I really liked. Was that in the Mania? It might have been at one of the WrestleManias, but I always liked the Rockers. It was the classic little guys against the huge guys match, and it was really good.
It was before Shawn Michaels was a douchebag.
Yeah, that's true. It's funny because I always thought Marty Jannetty would be the one to be the big star, and I was wrong. But I mean, Jannetty had his own issues that I think really prevented him.
Infamous story that every wrestler, if you watched almost every shoot, has said it, so it might be true that involving Shawn Michaels, Vince McMahon, and a weak white bearskin rug.
I'm guessing it probably is true. I don't know.
Yeah, you know the story, don't you?
No, I haven't heard the story.
Well, the story is that Shawn Michaels offered up certain favors to Vince McMahon.
Oh.
At his hunting cabin, he had a big white bearskin rug that he liked to take his favorite wrestlers on.
Well, I have not heard that one. I've heard the rumors about Vince for years, but
Yeah.
I mean, we know Vince has his weird proclivities with the body type and what he likes and all that. So, you know, he doesn't get a pass when there's somebody not built.
And it really is sad how much Vince lost it. I mean, we can't complain about the wrestling itself at WrestleMania. No. From what, every match was watchable and decent at the most.
Yeah,
and
I mean,
Can you think of a legit bad match on Mania?
And there was a little bit of filler where I thought maybe they could eliminate a match here or there. But no, the matches were good. It's just, I mean, I would personally, at least going by what he's done with NXT, I'd like to see Triple H have more control, and I'd like to see Vince, you know, put out the pasture, to put it nicely. I think Vince is just, he's just out of touch with what people want. He basically admitted that on Raw.
In the saddle.
Yeah, and he admitted, Steve, basically on Raw, he's like, well, they're crazy because they don't like what I'm selling. They're those stooges in the audience.
Yeah,
they're
this
nuts.
Has been the most assholish I've seen Vince be towards the fans ever, period.
Yeah. Yeah, and I mean, it's just become a tired formula. People are tired of the authority, the 20-minute segments on Raw where they come out and run everybody down. And, I mean, Steve,
don't
when
they know
I
how much real competition they have nowadays?
Yeah. There's a lot of
I don't count TNA. I watch it, but TNA TNA still plays itself like you're watching amateur land paying $10 at your local National Guard freaking armory to watch some matches.
Well, Steven, some of their stories are just, they're pointless. Do you remember the famous one? I think it was a couple years ago. Mickey James talked about this on a podcast. Where was it her and James Storm where she was pushed in front of a train and killed? What is that?
Yeah.
I mean, she was embarrassed by it. She told Jim Ross, she's like, I love James. I love Bobby Roode. I was embarrassed. And, I mean, I know there's people out there, Greg, one of my good buddies, he loves TNA, but TNA really is the minor leagues. I mean, what are they
it's
on? They're on, like, top TV.
Isn't it funny that we can put 90% of TNA's problems and DNA's problems on writing, not the wrestlers?
That's true. I mean, if you like wrestling, Steve, that's why I tell everybody this, NXT is the show for you. You don't get the crap. You don't get the filler. You get a general manager like Regal who just comes out, he says, you know what, boys, I'm going to make this match, and then he goes away. There's no 20-minute segments with the authority.
Yeah.
And that's what wrestling fans want. They just like wrestling. That's why.
And if you want to see how to do those 20-minute segments or authority stuff right, watch Lucha Underground.
Right. Yeah, Lucha Underground is really cool. I mean, they do some really cool cinematic stuff and cinematic storylines and I think that there is competition out there for WWE. And, I mean, when they get the talent, the thing is, Steve, when you look at Raw, are these new wrestlers going to go anywhere, these NXT guys, or are they going to be the new toy that Vince plays with and he gets sick of and he just, craps them out?
Nowadays, they're at the point where a lot of guys say that they staying on the indie market until they're ready to call it a day almost before they go to the WWE because they make more money there.
Well, we talked about AJ Styles. AJ Styles, I heard his agent on another podcast, and he said that, WWE really stepped up with the offer and everything, and, that's why he won big money last run. But he was making more, Steve, in Japan and on the independents than he was at TNA. He said it. And NXT originally, like, they had offered him a contract that really wasn't that great. And he said it. He wanted a better deal. I mean, some of these guys, Steve, don't even really need to be in NXT. Maybe for a little bit so they get used to, like, the style. But, when I watch, like, Nakamura, I mean, he could go up in main event right now. Vince, wake up. You got all these great guys. You get them international talent.
But you're forgetting a lot of the NXT guys don't want to go up.
That's true. They like NXT. And you wonder, like, Steve, when I look at, like, all the guys they had on Raw from NXT, the guy that I think Vince will like the most, and I'm sure you're going to know who I'm going to say, is Apollo Crews, because he has the look and the body. And, I mean, he is very athletic. I like him, but I could see Vince pushing him.
Oh, I love
like
how he's doing that floating move over the wrestlers. That guy's good.
Yeah, he is really talented. His name was, I think in the Indies he was called Uha Nation. I think that was his name.
Yeah.
Something like that. And I really like him, but, I mean, Vince has to push, and he's got to see that, you know, the fans like all body types. We like Kevin Owens. We like AJ Styles.
Yeah.
You know, you don't have to be a muscle man. You know, so it's about, you know, who's, you know, and you look at somebody like Enzo and Cass, and I hope, I mean, they were totally over with that crowd with their promo. And actually, I think them feuding with the Dudley Boys, Steve, will give them a good run, because the Dudley Boys have been kind of flat right now. They're kind of meh.
And Vince needs to know what microphones to turn down and what
not
to.
Yeah, exactly.
There's a difference between boo, we hate Reigns, and you motherfucking son of a bitch, don't you fucking say that about me.
Exactly.
Yeah, and
I know
Reigns
I did see
right
this.
Next to him going, shush, come on, watch your language, we're on TV. I mean, he was real. I mean, I was shocked at the language that they let slip because of the microphone.
Yeah, I know. It's unbelievable, actually. But that might rejuvenate the Dudleys. That's what they need, Steve, because, like, their feud with the Usos are going nowhere. The Dudleys were getting cheered, and the Usos were getting booed. And that's an issue. That's a problem, you know, Steve, when you have, you know, I'll go back to WrestleMania. Triple H had his entrance was basically Stephanie McMahon dressed as like a Road Warrior extra from Mad Max. And she's like running down the fans and saying how great she is and they're lowlifes and nobodies. And they come down and they cheer them. Well, something's wrong when you're cheering somebody like that as the hero and booing the hero, you know, the so-called hero, Roman Reigns. It's like Vince should have been embarrassed by that. That was just.
Oh, he probably was.
Weird.
Because there's many stories about Vince, whenever things don't go his way, goes on a giant cursing jag backstage.
Oh, I'm sure he does. I mean, you know, I'm telling you that, like you said, Steve, I think Raw was his most contemptible, like, you know, the contempt he's had for the audience. He just let it out. He's like, well, you guys are crazy.
Well, look,
he's like, you know,
to make Roman the guy 2 years in a row. And the win last year was caught with an audible. Told to the guys about 2 hours before it happened.
Well, let me tell you, Steve, Reigns can have a good match, but, God, he needs help, Steve. Like, his match with Triple H was slow and plodding. If you look at his match last year with Brock, it worked because it was a fight. Well, that and Brock beat the hell out of him, and people enjoyed that. And then you had Rollins cash in. He needs some kind of smoke and mirrors, and I don't know, is he ready to be the guy, as he said? I don't know. I guess we'll have to.
He's like Ultimate Warrior before the Rick Rude matches.
Right. You mean a guy who just stands there and needs somebody else to, like, move around and put the movement, you know, do moves around him? And well, if you look at his match, Steve, with his match real quick with Daniel Bryan, that was one of his best matches because Daniel Bryan ran the show. He's like, you go here, you do this, I'm going to knee you here. I mean, he led him the whole way, Steve, and he was he had a really good match.
I think with his retirement, Vince probably realized that he fucked up real bad with Bryan.
Yeah, and I have to tell Steve, people that have the network to watch, there's a Daniel Bryan documentary that they just put out at WrestleMania. We call Thank You, Daniel. It is unbelievable, Steve. One of the best documentaries they've done. Just so sad. I mean, there's a guy who loves wrestling. I mean, you get the feeling that the money is, like, secondary to this guy. He just wants, you know, to have really good matches and, you know, entertain and just a great guy. I mean, it was
he was
so
one
sad
of the rarity. You don't see the guys like that nowadays. And that's another thing that confuses and pisses off Vince, because every generation before this one, they lived for the business. They died for the business. It was the business. They were like, sorry, honey, I love you, but the business.
Right.
These guys are like, well, this is just something I'm going to do. It's my paycheck. I come here, I wrestle, and I go home.
Well, you know, Steve, Roman Reigns had this just totally idiotic quote. He was on some show. This was like last year, and he said, Well, he's like, all I have to do is shut up and become a millionaire. Well, but why would you say that? You know what I mean? Like, he might feel that way. But here's what you say, Steve. You say, you know what, I'm there to fight. And he's also, Steve, going in and saying things like, I don't wrestle for the, you know, the 30-year-old internet people. I wrestle for the kids. Well, why would you say that? You're supposed to be, you know, the guy who wrestles for everybody. He wants to be a bad guy. Or he's just clueless and doesn't realize that he sounds like a douchebag. You have to
make
your
pick on that. Most of the guys who are entitled douchebags like him, who get the world handed to them, are really clueless. They don't really think that, oh, people are going to hate me. They're sitting around like, why don't they like me? I'm a good person. No.
Well, Steve, if you remember the end of the – I have to bring up the Royal Rumble. The end of the Royal Rumble in Philadelphia when they were raining down booze. If you remember the Rock's face, the Rock's face said
oh,
it all.
God,
he was
yeah.
shocked. He was shocked.
Well,
I
was with a lady friend of mine, and I don't remember more the Rock being shot after the Rumble.
Yeah.
Did you watch that when he was walking pissed off?
Yeah, he was.
You could just tell his head, he was like, fuck this shit, goddamn, motherfucking. I mean, he was pissed off that.
Well, Steve, that's why
Usos
one of the original.
Usos pissed off, too. Do you remember the Usos cursing out the.
Oh, yeah, that people were cursing. They tried to get. I believe the story was, Steve, they were in the parking lot and they had been yelling at fans and everything. And. It just really got to them. And, I mean, that's the thing, Steve, I think when you're entitled, not to say the Rock, you know, is the Rock. He can do what he wants. He's the Rock. But, like, with Roman Reigns, I mean, you get the feeling that, yeah, like, he gets you that look, like, you guys are booing me. I'm the chosen one. And that's, I think, what really turns people off. He can't let it bother you, and you can't come back at people, and you can't tweet back to them and, you know, call them names and all. These are, you know, people that pay the money to buy the T-shirts and buy the network and, you know, go to events. I mean, you don't let it bother you. And whatever reason, Reigns, they really get under his skin. And I think he's got the right idea now where he's the cool guy. You know,
when he said that thing promo before, was it the last SmackDown or Raw before Mania? Like, why you boo me?
Yeah, I think that was. I think you're right. I think that was the Raw. And
yeah, he's like, "Why you boo me for? I like you guys. Come on."
Yeah, that was bad. I mean, you know, like to me, like I think that Vince is very stubborn, and he will not. And I mean, even though everybody's saying, "Well, turn Roman, make him bad," Vince is just going to go run with this, and he will not turn him unless he absolutely has to. But.
Well,
then
don't forget the whole, I'm Vincent goddamn Kennedy McMahon. I tell them what to like. And if
exactly.
you look back at 99 to 05, they pretty much worshipped that it liked whatever he told them to like.
Well, Steve, and I think you know where this really changes with Daniel Bryan. The people revolted and said, you know, we're tired of you treating Daniel Bryan, you know, saying he's a B-plus player and. Yeah, they liked him. They liked Daniel Bryan. And I have to go back again, Steve, to how long some of these things are. And this might be Vince's doing because I know that like with WrestleMania should not be a chore to sit through. It shouldn't be like when I went to see Batman versus Superman. I mean, it was 2.5 hours, and that baby dragged. It shouldn't be a drag to go to a superhero movie, and it shouldn't be a drag to watch WrestleMania. And there's something wrong, Steve, when a WrestleMania goes that many hours. I mean, there's just something's wrong.
Just imagine if you're there sitting in either an uncomfortable freaking stadium chair or at an uncomfortable freaking special folding chair like they give you in the front rows.
Yep.
For 7 freaking hours.
Well, and you're packed in like sardines. You want to get a drink, it's, you know, $5. You want to get a hot dog, it's $10 or whatever.
If they knew it was going to run that long, they should have had an intermission.
Right. They definitely should have. And, like I said that to Amanda, to my wife, that, you know, at least I'm at home. I can get up. I can go to the bathroom. I can get a popcorn. You know what I mean, Steve? I can get my snack. But if you're there, you're kind of stuck. You're in that seat. I mean, you can get up and walk around. But then you're afraid, am I going to miss, you know, something good waiting in a gigantic line to go to the bathroom with, you know, 1,000 people? So, I mean, it was rough. I fell for those people.
In the old days, and this really ended about 05 again, 05, was
right.
When WrestleMania always had 3 to 4 main events.
Right.
It was like maybe 1, 2, 3 matches, U.S. or Intercontinental title. It was your first main event. And then through three more matches, middle of the show, the hot undercard feud or the tag team belt.
Right.
Then you'd have another 3 matches. Then you'd have, like, the SmackDown main event. And then you would, well, either the SmackDown or Raw, it depends on which one was bigger that year.
Right.
And then you
would have
the main event. And that was, and it was well-paced.
Right.
And everybody got what they wanted.
Well, my feeling, Steve, is like some of the pacing didn't make sense again with WrestleMania. Like they had the Andre the Giant Battle Royal during WrestleMania, and they switched it from the pre-show. Well, that to me, that could be a pre-show thing, and the Ryback and Kalisto obviously is pre-show. And maybe they should have taken 1 or 2 matches off, or maybe they should have made the Rock segment, 10 minutes shorter. I mean, they could have made some cuts. It was just, once they saw it was going wrong, Steve, they definitely should, make some cuts. Like, I'm looking forward to Payback, Steve, because it's going to be 8. It's going to start, the pre-show is 7:30, but I put it on at 8, and it'll be 8 to 11, 3 hours. And I think that should be, mostly the limit. Don't keep running it, until we can't watch anymore. Have some kind of time limit. Have less matches and have the matches be longer. Like, I'm looking forward. Payback's going to be in Chicago, and the main event, at least now, for now, is going to be AJ Styles against Roman. And that should be a really good match because AJ Styles will create movement. He'll run around. He'll do all his moves.
Well, going by the SmackDown, the spoilers, the opening promo is AJ coming out and Roman coming out and doing his douchebag thing and looking down on AJ. Like,
Well, I'm sure that will help with the boos, because in Chicago, Roman will be booed out of there. I mean, he's going to really be booed. So, Steve, do you think Roman is basically a tweener now, or do you think they're going to take him heel? I think they're just going to make him like a tweener.
I'll hopefully take him heel, because he needs it. Because that's what saved the Rock.
Right, and well, Steve, I mean, if you're going to put him against AJ Styles, who even, I like the Chris Jericho, he hated that AJ was the internet darling and, he hated, he would do the AJ Styles and how it made him mad. Well, they could do something similar with Roman. And I guess making him the opponent does show you, Steve, that they know that Roman's going to get booed in Chicago, so they might as well have somebody to be cheered on the other side.
Yeah, but which one of those 4 guys would give him a better match?
Right, I do know. Yeah.
The reason I went nuts on Monday, it was like, Sami Zayn cannot be in this match, blah, blah, blah. And then I was like, which one of the losers is going to get it? And all of a sudden, the sirens went off. And I was like, holy shit. And then Cesaro walked out in a full Jason Statham costume.
He is a cool guy, Steve. I mean, I love Cesaro. I still don't understand why Vince doesn't say it. I mean,
really the legit strongest guy in the WWE right now.
Well, his moves are so over. Everybody loves the swing, the toss. They love his, he's just great. I mean, his match he had with Cena, Steve, on a Raw, that was one of the best matches I've seen on TV that year. That was that the Open Challenge? I think it was. Unbelievable.
Yeah.
Just a great,
and plus,
he's great.
Remember, he's done the giant swing on the Big Show.
Right. Who's legitimately 500 pounds plus.
Yeah.
So, I love
Yeah,
tomorrow.
It was awesome his return. I mean, that main event on Raw was the best.
Yeah,
TV
well, it was very good
match I've seen this year.
I almost, Steve, to give it some juice, hope there's some kind of run in a Payback like they were talking about at WrestleMania. Like, maybe Orton can come back and RKO Reigns or something. You know what I mean? Something like at the
God,
end.
Oh, God, no. That's the main reason I don't like Orton is they always put him in this God situation, like where he comes in and just there.
Out of nowhere,
he is a Christian.
Steve.
He Remember, he did it to Christian. He did it to Daniel
right.
Bryan. I mean, I love Wharton, but he's getting to the age where he should start putting other people over, and that's his job.
Well, that's true. I mean, he definitely – and you got to wonder, Steve, with these guys that are older that have all this money, like, you notice Wharton's not rushing back. And Cena didn't, you know, rush back. I mean, he had the medical issues, but you wonder, like, do you think these guys just do want to be part-time eventually? I mean, they don't want to be back. Like, I think we talked about this before. Vince thinks that wrestlers should wrestle till they drop. But these guys, you know, have millions of dollars in the bank.
Yeah, that's the way he was raised, and that's the crowd he ran with when he was young.
But if these
guys
were smart,
John Cena got great reviews for Trainwreck. If you remember, he was basically the thing they spotted out in that movie.
Yeah, and speaking of movies, Steve, at some point we have to review that Countdown movie with that just came out with Rusev.
Oh, God, I want to see that so bad. It looks so bad, stupid, and crazy. With Kane, with his contact lens in as a cop.
If any of you guys are out there on YouTube, go out on YouTube and put in WWE Countdown trailer or WWE Studios Countdown trailer. It is the craziest thing. It's like Die Hard during a WWE event
with Rusev with a gun.
Rusev with a gun, and I think Ziggler super kicks him. I'm like, what is going on? And there's like shots of the Ascension, and there's a kid who's got a bomb strapped to him. I had no idea what's going on. All I thought was, this is the WWE movie they need to make after they've made all these bad movies. This should be bad. Maybe be bad, but in a good way. That's true.
WWE has made some good ones. Do you remember that one, the Cell with Halle Berry, that wasn't that damn bad and did pretty decent to box office?
The Call, you mean. The Call. I saw that. That was good.
Yeah, The Call.
What about, but you know what, I did see, what was that one that was pretty bad? I can't think of it, but there was one I saw that was pretty bad. I mean, I don't mind
some
of their
movies.
Yeah. Your favorite sister's directed that, Steve. Oh, I'm sure you were thrilled with that one. There were some ones that were a little bit like a little wacky, but this one could be their best one because it just looks fun. I mean, looks crazy.
Well, next to it might be the best, but nothing will take the pure ugliness out of The Chaperone.
Well, I haven't seen that one, Steve. I couldn't get through the trailers.
Just imagine a kindergarten cop with Triple H as the star.
Ooh, that says it all.
And he wouldn't even let the little kids go over him in the freaking movie.
Ah, so just like he is in real life. He still won't let anybody go over him, huh? Well, Steve, did you see that the WWE film of Leprechaun? That was pretty bad. I don't know if you actually saw that, but that was
bad. Oh, God. I heard it was horrible, but then
it
all
was
the
so
Leprechaun
boring.
Movies have been horrible.
True, but there wasn't even any, like, humor to it, and they used Hornswoggle and just made him into, like, some kind of creature. It was just bizarre. At least Warwick Davis had jokes and personality. Bad movie, Steve. Hopefully Countdown will live up to the hype. I think it just came out on DVD Tuesday, and I think it's on demand, so I'll be catching up with it soon. Hopefully get a review out.
This is the first post-Mania Raw in about 6 or 7 years that fell flat on its face.
Right. I mean, there was good stuff to it, but you're right. Overall, it was just a weird show, Steve. I don't know how else to put it. It was a strange show. There's good and there's really bad in it.
Here's the big question. How the hell are you going to have a guy as your main guy when you're spending 90% of the time hiding him from the freaking fans?
That's true. How long was Roman's promo and how long was he out there? It wasn't very long. I mean,
it was about 5 minutes. I mean, he literally just come out and say, I'm not a bad guy. I'm not the good guy. I'm the guy. Plop,
and
walk
I mean,
off.
And that part kind of worked. I mean, like we said, that was good. But right, there was no follow-up. You're right, they had to hide him from that crowd because every time he comes out, he's going to get booed. But
because I know he had to have plastic surgery on his nose, but why did WWE always booked these very unfriendly to WWE towns, knowing
right.
that the only reason the fans are going there is to crap all over everything.
Exactly. That's true. I mean, there are people they like and won't crap on, and they like the NXT guys and all, but obviously Roman they don't like, and they don't like a lot of the, you know, a lot of the, you know, the so-called good guys. But, I mean, that's also not true in some ways. I mean, they like Enzo and Cass. They love them. They love AJ Styles. But you're right. They should book more, like, the family-friendly, like, house show towns for the Raw after WrestleMania, at least. I mean, Payback
and
is really going to be interesting with the Chicago crowd.
What the weirdest people are trying to forcibly push is the Met guys are the League of Nations, probably because Triple H's gym workout buddy is in it.
Yeah, Sheamus.
Yeah.
The coldest character.
Why did they have the League of Nations go over as the hottest tag team and thing going in WWE right now?
You mean at
and
WrestleMania?
Then have Stone Cold and then have Stone Cold, HBK, and Mick Foley come and shit all over both teams.
I know. It beat the crap. It made no sense, Steve. Like, if they're going to come out and beat up League of Nations, then they should do the thing where Steve Austin has the beers for New Day or whatever. You don't, like, beat up New Day.
Yeah.
It did. It made no sense, Steve. It's like, it is the questionable booking that we talked about here. Just like, huh? Like, look at AJ Styles and Jericho. They had a really good match, but then Jericho goes over. It's like, huh? Why does Jericho need that win? Now, you could say, okay, well, Monday they went back with AJ, and he's the number one contender now. But then I also wonder, is he just going
to
be Fred
that
Durant?
Win of Jericho is just another thing that's bad about Vince, is if you're not a WWE-created star, you don't matter.
Right. Right. And, I mean, let's face it, see, they don't have the best history, especially with international stars. So that's why I'm kind of worried about Nakamura. And apparently he does. He speaks pretty good English. And that shouldn't be an impediment. But you know how Vince feels. I mean, are they going to push him like he's a star? Or is he going to become, who's that guy? I don't know, Taka Mikanosha. Or is he going to be, you know what I mean? Is he going to be a real star? Or are they going to, crap
on him? Takushi.
Yeah, exactly. Are they going to, is it going to be that situation? Or is this?
If you've ever seen any of Hakushi's house show matches.
Right.
He was freaking amazing.
Right.
And the series that he had with Bret Hart is jaw-dropping.
Yeah, and I've heard he's one of the toughest guys. They talk about him all the time. They talk about him, and I hear him and Haku. I've heard a lot of stories about Haku.
Oh, good Lord.
Haku
is Taku is the scariest guy. I read something
about
Ric
Flair said
where these guys at a bar were talking crap to Haku.
Yeah, I heard
that. They kept
calling
him and Nick the N-word and all that.
Mm-hmm.
And then he bit off one of their guys' freaking noses.
It's unbelievable.
And when the cops came to arrest him, the Powers of Pain Warlord Barbarian made them wait 15 minutes so Haku could calm down so he wouldn't start beating the crap out of every cop.
Wow. Yeah, Ric Flair, I think, told that story on his podcast, and he said that Haku is the toughest man he's ever met. He's just unbelievable, tough guy. And I wonder.
Well,
Steve,
heard that what's his name, Santino Morello, is one of the toughest bastards there is too.
Yeah, you just wouldn't know it because he's booked as the comedy guy. But yeah, I've heard the same thing.
I mean, the Hall of Fame was good this year, but the only bad thing about Jacqueline is look who she had to face during her tenure.
That's true. Well, you know, women's
wrestling. She didn't have nobody worth a crap. I mean,
yeah,
Trish and Lita pretty almost. Lita was a manager, and I think Trish had already left.
Right.
Oh, and
you know,
speaking of bad things, who was fighting Sasha Banks that Monday?
Oh, God, that was Summer Rae.
How did you like how horrible her acting was when she slapped her on her face?
It was bad.
Oh, my God! God.
Well, we know bad
right,
actors.
Babe, she just slapped you. What the heck? It's just a slap. Damn.
Well, Summer Rae Stevens is featured on the Total Divas show, which is about as real as Batman versus Superman. That's reality.
Well, the Total Divas show is on the chopping block.
Yeah, I heard the ratings have finally plummeted, probably because it's off.
Plummeted?
I've watched.
They had a ratings breakdown. The opening show this season had 1 million viewers. The latest, 500,000.
So that's half the audience, Steven. A million is nothing to write home about. I guess it's good for E, but wow, 500,000.
Well, look how many of the Total Diva characters actually have wrestling on Raw nowadays or SmackDown.
Jesus, only Paige, right, Steve? I guess, right? I mean, the Bellas are only
Paige.
Oh, Nikki's
retired. She quit.
Right. Well, and Brie is leaving, isn't she, Steve? I believe she wants to have a family.
Oh, Brie quit. Yeah, Brie's the one that quit.
Yeah, Brie quit. Nikki's hurt.
And honestly, I'm calling it right now with Brian canceling all of his public appearances for WWE and Brie retiring.
Mm-hmm.
I think this might be worse than we think it is.
What do you think it is, Steve? Because I haven't heard. They don't know. Like,
I think it might be medical problems with him or something because of how abrupt him and her backed out.
Well, yes, Steve. He was supposed to do a was it like something in Madison Square Garden, right? He was going to do like a I forget what they called it, like a Daniel Bryan.
Yeah, Daniel Bryan Appreciation Night.
Right, and they had basically a sellout, I heard, and they were all wanted to see Daniel Bryan, or that was one of the main reasons. And yeah, it was like a pullout. Now, did I hear right, Steve, that he was having seizures too from his medical issues, or he may have had a seizure?
He said that he hid it from everybody, but basically he said he was having like two or three seizures. He had two or three major seizures and no one even knew about it.
Yeah, it's a shame. I hope it's nothing serious, but I mean, if you look at the timing, you're right, Steve, it makes sense because she left the, and he abruptly canceled his stuff. He canceled his the Dan Bryan Appreciation Night. He was also supposed to be at Access, Steve, and they canceled him from Access, I believe.
Yeah.
Too, so he had huge, like, apparently a sellout, and the VIP tickets for him had sold out already. So I definitely, you're right. I think there is something more to the story. But yeah, I listened to the PW Torch, and I haven't heard what happened, but.
And here's something no one has really brought up, which I'm surprised about. How come the WWE safe style has caused more injuries and more wrestlers have retired from doing the safe style than the old school guys?
Well, Steve, look at the list of injuries for Mania that they had. They had Cena and Orton and Rollins. Cesaro was
injured.
Yeah, let's
see, Rollins, Sting, Cesaro.
Yeah, it's crazy. And they miss those guys. I mean, without those guys, it's hard for somebody to work about it. I mean, they had a limited roster.
Yeah, and this is supposed to be their safer style.
Right. Well, Steve, if you look at Undertaker, people complain about Shane being his opponent, but I mean, who would have been a better opponent? I mean, who would be a good opponent for Undertaker? They can't do the Cena match. They couldn't do it. So, I mean,
Shane's a better wrestler than he gets himself credit for.
Right. I mean,
I would definitely put him as one of the tougher sons of bitches in wrestling just because of the bumps he's been able to take.
Well, he did fall off the cage, Steve. It was unbelievable. I knew it was going to happen, too. You could see them setting it up. But he tried to do his elbow off the top of the Hell in the Cell. The Undertaker moved, and he crashed through the table. And I looked, and I did not see, like, any kind of padding or whatever. I mean, I'm sure the table was gimmicked, but it was still a brutal fall. I mean,
haven't you heard what Foley said? That a non-gimmicked table will stop your fall a lot better than a gimmicked one.
Oh, okay. So that wasn't gimmicked. All right. Well, that makes sense. I give him credit for doing
breaks,
that.
Then it slows you down a little bit.
Gotcha. Well, Steve, although I have to say, if I'm being honest again, the Undertaker Shane match wasn't very good. It was okay, but they ran it long. And it was very choreographed.
Taker should retire. I like him, but it's time for him to hang up his boots.
I agree. I agree. I mean, he had a couple good, really good matches with Brock, especially their Hell in the Cell match with all the blood. But I think
anyone
you're right,
but Ambrose can have a good match with Brock.
Pretty much. Pretty much. Cena
why,
had that great match.
I do
match.
Not know why they protected Brock in that match so much. I mean, it made Ambrose look like a little bitch. And he's supposed to be
That's
the crazy
true.
Guy that no matter what you take, he keeps coming back.
Yeah, he keeps coming, yeah.
And this
keeps
one,
coming.
One F5. Oop, okay, I done.
Well, yeah, and you compare it to, like, I mean, I love Brock, but, I mean, there's another problem, Steve. Brock is so above everybody and special with his appearances. Like, who do they have built up to wrestle Brock right now? I mean, there's really nobody. I mean, think about it. At some point, I was kind of hoping they'd do, like, maybe Kevin Owens or Rusev, but those guys are not built, and they're not in Brock's league right now. They lose
Rusev,
too much.
Rusev, to me, is one of the best wrestlers that the WWE is wasting right now.
Well, he's in that League of Geeks, the League of Nations. The mid-carders, they're wasting him. They're wasting Alberto Del Rio, who they pay $1 million a year to, I read. And he's totally being wasted. So, I don't get it, Steve.
If you don't think Del Rio is there for the check, you're crazy. That's why he's there. He's just there for the check. He's like, this sucks. I can't wrestle. Make me look. Oh, $1 million? Okay.
Yeah. I'll do whatever you say, boss.
Yeah. Hey, they're paying me.
Hey, Steve, you have to say, though, they have stuck him with, like, terrible material. What was the thing with him and Zeb? That made no sense. None. I don't understand it at all.
Yeah.
When he first came back,
and,
I mean.
Speaking of the Andre the Giant Battle Royal, what do you think of the so-called celebrity entrance?
I'm terrible. Steve, remember when you said
let's get a sports guy with worse knees than any of our other wrestlers who have bad knees.
Well, Steve, remember when you said we can't really, you know, like, say much bad about the matches? Well, that one I can't say bad about. That was definitely a pre-show or a Raw match. That should not have been on the main card, especially with that show running so long.
No.
And then
Baron
Corbin wins out of nowhere.
If you remember back in the days when the shows were running long, they did cut out matches. Mm-hmm. Like WrestleMania 10 cut out the Davey Boy Smith versus the Berserker. And the Warlord versus someone else, I forget.
They were probably good cuts, Steve. The Berserker. But yeah, that would be one I would cut, Steve. I mean, come on,
Oh, what did you think of the Wyatt so-called face turn?
It's hard to say. I mean, I have to see what they do with it, Steve. The Wyatts have been stale for a while. And they lose all the time. So I don't know what to make of it, Steve.
That was the funniest moment. Bray Wyatt coming out and destroying the League of Nations, and instead of the horrified hush, which they were hoping they would get, so they could get the league over.
Thank you. Yeah.
Yeah, thank you, Bray.
Well,
I mean,
that's
even though
not
he was stating character, you could see him about to laugh.
Well, Steve, that whole angle sucked. Like, look at, like, they beat up Wade Barrett. We know why, because he's leaving and all, but that crowd did not care. And why would they beat him up for taking a loss? They all lose. Shouldn't they beat up Sheamus?
He's only cost him one match. I mean, damn, how thin of a line is that? It's like, oh, you screwed up just once. You're out. We're killing you.
Yeah, you're the weakest link, pal. I'm like, well, wait a second. What about the doofus with the bad haircut? He loses all the time. So, I did not.
Sheamus is one of those guys I never, if he wasn't one of Triple H's projects, I could never see why he got as high as he did.
I can't either. I think he's very limited. I don't, like, have an issue with him, like, where I think, you know, he should be, you know, I don't know, like, I don't see it with him, though. I'm with you. I mean, he should be, like, a mid-carder. I mean, I guess that's what he is now. I mean,
they always try to keep Sheamus towards the top of the card because of that,
true.
You know.
That's true, but Steve, don't you think they should just break up that stupid League of Nations and let Rusev go by himself to be a monster deal again? I mean, that's what I would do.
Yeah, but remember, guys like Rusev don't get girls like Lana, pal. So you better.
Yeah, pal.
Yeah, you two better break up or else we'll bury you.
Yeah.
Screw.
The evil Vince McMahon strikes again, ruining one of his better heels that he's
Vince
had in a long
logic
time.
Is scary, if you really look at it.
Right. It is scary.
Talking about a guy who wanted to have an angle where he screwed his daughter.
Well, who came up with the
opinion? Don't you remember that feud that really was when Stephanie first turned heel with Triple H, where she insinuated that her dad made her give BJs to celebrities and people who come in, the business people who come in to invest?
I vaguely remember that, but I do remember. I mean, they did have some weird... I mean, Vince has some weird family stuff. And, I mean, that's another one of my problems, Steve. I don't think people care anymore about seeing Vince's family drama. I mean, especially the way it is. I mean, there's...
Yeah, but if you remember, that's not Vince's call. That's what USA Channel wants.
That's
like,
true.
We want
they
more McMahons on the show. Why? Because we do. Oh, shit.
We want soap opera.
We want
drama.
3-hour Raws all the time. And Vince is like, what? Are you crazy? No, we'll give you 2 hours. Well, we're giving you 3 hours. You're going to take it.
Hey, Steve, that's a good point. You know, I mean, that's what happened with Mania. It basically fell off a cliff. The first 2 hours and such were fine. They were good. I remember running up. I'm like, hey, this isn't bad so far. This is a good Mania. And then it just falls off a cliff. And I think Raw pretty much falls off a cliff.
It falls off after the Amazing Women's match.
Right, that's true. That's when it was going down. I mean, I can't say. I mean, like, I think we talked about this before the show, but no main event could really win an audience over that had been sitting there for that many hours. But it was absolutely the wrong, the wrong kind of main event.
If you
want to
see proof
crowd.
Of what he said, look at when Macho Man wins the world title at WrestleMania 4.
Right, the crowd was.
That crowd is. Dead by then. I mean, they're dead.
Yeah, there was a lot of sitting on their hands, and honestly, everybody knew. But most people knew Roman was going to win. You notice, Steve, as soon as he hit the 3 count, they blared his music to block out the boos. I mean, they blared.
Yeah.
They did not want that full reaction to get on TV. But apparently, when the show ended and he was walking to the back without the music. It was all booze for the people that were left who didn't leave.
I know, and that's really got to be a bump to your ego that you go out there and everybody backstage tells me, you're the man, you're the chosen one, you're the man. And then you go out and everybody's like, fuck you.
You suck. Anyone but Roman. I love those signs, Steve.
I seen one that said, if Roman wins, we don't give a damn.
That's a good one. And I saw one on Raw that said, please don't mute us. They don't mute us. They love to mute the fans. Because they don't care what you say, pal.
And we're not pro fans. I won't lie about that. Fans are being assholes. It's like they're a bunch of, they try to say, oh, we're smarter than Vince, so we can hijack the show.
I'm into
crappy little low-budget wrestling and, like I said, in Armory Guardhouse and stuff like that. And I just go there because I like watch wrestling.
Yeah. I've been to gymnasiums at, like, schools and watch wrestling there. Little local school.
Yeah,
teams.
I mean, Vince said it in an interview a little bit before Mania. He said, why can't you just go and have fun?
Yeah.
They got away with a lot of crap during the 90s era.
Yeah, I mean, it would...
I'm talking the early 90s. I mean, going back and watching them SummerSlams and Manias, they're painful.
Oh, yeah. I was at SummerSlam 90, Steve.
Hmm.
That was It was Rick Rude against the Ultimate Warrior in a steel cage, and Hulk Hogan against Earthquake.
That one was in Philly.
Yeah, they should have had Earthquake versus the Warrior, but Hogan had to be the star, even if he wasn't the star.
Right.
And, I mean, Rick Rude did have a good match with the Warrior because, like we were saying before, Rick Rude will run around and he'll do all the movement while the Ultimate Warrior will just kind of stand there and do his power moves. So, I mean, Rick Rude was able to get good matches out of the Warrior. He worked his butt off in this match.
If you notice, post-Rick Rude, that's when Warrior had some good matches.
Right. That's true. True.
But to me, the worst thing... I mean, there have been some stupid decisions by Vince. The worst thing this year so far is trying to do last year over again. I mean, where did he think that he could get an automatic do-over?
Right.
I mean, it seems like, and they've said that Roman is planned to be the guy for the next 5 years.
Yeah. No, I mean, I think he's trying his best, and he just won't switch courses or change courses. He's going to make them the star no matter what, but the fans are rejecting him. I think he's going to have to make a decision eventually. He's so stubborn, though, I guess he's not going to change. He wants to make them the guy.
Yeah. Well, look at the last one out of the years whenever they try to force a guy on us or the promoter forces his kids on us that aren't
Ron
Eric.
Yeah, they're going to get rejected. And I think Reigns is definitely being rejected.
The only one that really survived that, in my opinion, is Dustin Rhodes.
Yeah, Goldust.
Yeah, before Goldust, he was hated. If you ever watch his matches in WCW, he was booed to death.
He had to get out of Dusty Rhodes' shadow, I guess. And it is harder, I think, if you're, you know, I mean, you get some advantages. Like Ric Flair's daughter definitely has advantages because of who she is. But, yeah, you're right. You have a certain amount of fans that just they think, well, you're there because of your dad. So we don't like you.
Yeah. And the Usos are getting booed because they're related to Roman.
Yeah. By proxy.
I mean, I could lie and say something different, but no, they're related to Roman. I mean, why don't people be honest, have a sign saying we hate Samoans that aren't The Rock?
Well, that sign would not get into the arena, I don't think, Steve, but yeah, they could do that.
That's just the honest truth about it.
Yeah.
I mean, really, I want to ask this to the fans. You can answer to who? Who do they have to be the guy right now, with all the injuries, besides Roman?
I don't think they have anybody right now.
Nah, I mean, people say give Ambrose the belt, but no. Ambrose's gimmick is that he gets his ass kicked all the time. Would you want to look at Rey Mysterio, how crappy his title run was, because he got his ass kicked all the time.
Right. You're totally right about that, Steve.
You can't have an underdog as the champion to him. Because look how many long reigns did Austin have during his prime.
Yeah, I mean, what do you think about Rollins being the guy, Steve, when he comes back? Think he could be the guy?
Oh, yeah, he could. But the thing is that he's probably going to be Triple H's bitch. Just like it's weird how they got rid of the curb stomp for no reason. Nobody was getting hurt by it.
Yeah, I don't understand that, Steve. Why would I don't get why they got rid of that move. But that was a really good finisher. And then he went to that awkward pedigree to do a Triple H type thing.
Yeah. Oh, you know what the original plans for Mania before Rollins got hurt was?
And what were they?
The Battle of the Pedigree. If Rollins won, he got the pedigree for himself. If Triple H won, he got the – Rollins couldn't do the pedigree anymore.
Oh, okay. Gotcha.
How stupid does that sound?
I'm not surprised.
It ranks up there with shampoo. Okay, well, it's 54 minutes left. We went over an hour. Do you have any last thoughts of what, Mania?
I liked Mania overall, Steve, but I thought it was just too long. And, you know, I'm hoping the next pay-per-view will be, you know, will be good with Payback. And, you know, I'm interested. I think we should do another show when we figure out where the WWE is going. I have no idea where it's going right now.
Or they do another car crash this spectacular.
Exactly. And will they, you know, will Reigns be the guy, or will the fans keep rejecting him? I guess we just have to keep rejecting him. So I guess we're just going to have to keep...
They will keep rejecting him because they're as stubborn as Vince.
And that's true. True that.
Okay, and with that, good night, everybody.
Good night. Thanks for listening.